I'm very pleased, Gordon, to be doing this. I think it's a real honour. And I'm going to do something. I don't know if the other people do this. I'm linking my talks together. So tomorrow there'll be the answer to a question at the end of today's talk. And today's talk is introducing Hans Rosling. My son gave me my Father's Day present a week early. This time last week he subscribed to me, so I was a fellow of the Royal Geographical Society, FRGS, in London. And Monday last week, they made their annual presentations, and the person they presented it to, who was easily the best speaker, was a Professor Hans Rosling. He's Professor of Global Health in a Karolinska Institute in Sweden. And as well as being interested in health, he's very interested in population, global population. And this is where your test comes, Gordon, because he says that the population of the children in the world right now is 2 billion. And population experts have projected that in 85 years' time, around 85 years' time, at the end of the century, the population of the world will either be, of the children of the world, will either be 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, or 5 billion. And I'm not giving you the answer to that question. You're going to have to listen in tomorrow. But Gordon's going to answer it because I've just given him a piece of paper and he's got to tick the right number. 2, 3, or 4, 4 or 5 billion children in the world. Everybody listening in to pause for thought, have a think of that, turn on tomorrow and I'll give you the right answer.
Thank you very much. One or two have linked pause for thoughts day by day, which is a lovely thing, and it does give us something extra to work about. Would you like to repeat the question so everybody listening can make sure they fully grasp this?
The population of the children in the world at the moment, they say there's 2 billion children alive in the world right now. In 85 years' time, at the end of the century, is that figure, children in the world, is that likely to be 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, or 5 billion children? I gave the question to your producer, Chris. I have to say he didn't do very well.
Okay. I have made my mark. So I've had a few seconds to think about that. And one or two things that you hear in the news has tempted me to go the way I have, and I'll explain why tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter.
Thanks, Gordon.